Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hot Podcast. I am so glad you've joined me again this morning. I love coming to you and talking with you and discussing the things of God. And I'm so excited to continue our theme about advanced spiritual warfare. Going to continue at least a couple more days, today and tomorrow. And we'll just see how it goes. I just find new concepts and ideas and even things that I know that God has taught me in the past keep coming to mind to share with you. And today, I want to share with you the thought that the authority over demons flows out of relationship. It's not a formula. It's not an incantation. It's not magical. It flows out of real relationship with Jesus. We don't practice the Christian religion. We have a relationship. Jesus did not come to create a new religion. Now, in a sense, we have, his followers have created, I guess you could say, numbers of new religions, different denominations and churches. But Jesus came to reconcile fallen, sinful humanity back to God. He came to restore what was lost there in the Garden of Eden when our first parents rebelled against Him and turned away from Him. And He came back to restore paradise lost. He came back to take us back. And somebody has said, and I think it's true, we receive more in Christ than we lost in Adam. So it's not a religion, it's a relationship. Now, I want to read you a passage in the book of Acts about some individuals who tried to cast some demons out of a person. They had a religion, but they didn't have a relationship. And the results, the consequences were not good, were not pleasant. And this is found in Acts chapter 19. It's about Paul's time of ministry in the city of Ephesus. And one thing we need to know about Ephesus, not only was it the center of the worship of a pagan female goddess, the Greeks called her Artemis, the Romans called her Diana. Her massive temple, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, was located in Ephesus. And much of the economy and definitely the culture of the city was based on the worship of Artemis. But another thing that we need to know about Ephesus, and it's going to come into play here in this passage that we're going to read. So if you have your Bible, turn over to Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse 13. Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse 13. Because you see, Ephesus was also known as a center of sorcery and magic. Charles Ellicott, in his well-known commentary on this passage, Acts 19:19, he says, "Magicians and astrologers swarmed in her street, and there was a brisk trade in the charms, incantations, books of divination, rules for interpreting dreams, and the like." I hear preachers talk about, you know, certain cities in America being hard places, hard cities. Hey, we really don't know what hard places was until we ministered in places like Paul had to encounter in places like Ephesus. But let me just go on in reading. This is actually from my book called Paul, Women in Church. I have a chapter there on about Ephesus. Excuse me. "The proliferation of magical incantations and formulas in Ephesus were collected into a book known as the Ephesian Letters. And this book called the Ephesian Letters was spread throughout the Greco-Roman world." Another well-known historian and theologian, Albert Barnes, who wrote a very popular commentary, multi-volume commentary, he says that the Ephesian letters, by which incantations and charms were supposed to be produced, were much celebrated. They seem to have consisted of certain combinations of letters or words, which by being pronounced with certain intonations of voice were to be effectual in expelling diseases or evil spirits, or which by being written on parchment and worn were supposed to operate as amulets or charms to guard from evil spirits or from danger. So incredible superstition. Yeah, they believed in the supernatural. They believed in demons. But, their approach for, dealing with demons and evil spirits, was like a hocus-pocus kind of thing. And speaking certain words in a certain sequence, in a certain tone of voice, and so on. And so now this brings us to our passage that we're dealing with, Acts chapter 19. Now, this comes into play in this passage. These people who did not have a relationship and tried to cast out some demons there in the city of Ephesus. So verse 13 of Acts 19 says, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists, so these were Jews who practiced exorcism, and no doubt because they were there in Ephesus, they had been affected by the sorcery and the occultism that was so prominent and a part of the Ephesian culture. And so they took it upon themselves to call the name of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus, over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you, or we cast you out by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Ah, did you hear that? We cast you out in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. You see, obviously, they had no personal relationship with Jesus themselves. They had heard Paul preaching, and apparently they had seen him cast demons out of people in the name of Jesus. So they just took this as another formula, another incantation that they could take and they could use. Hey, if it works for this guy, Paul, it'll work for us. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not a magical formula. It's not an incantation. The authority flows out of relationship. So let's read that again. They were trying to cast out the demon in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. My friends, a second-hand faith will never do. The faith of your pastor will not carry you through. The faith of your mama, the faith of your daddy will not carry you through. You got to have your own personal relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. And when you have your own personal relationship, you will be able to cast out demons. So they said, we cast you out by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Verse 14 says, and there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. There are seven of them. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Wow. Isn't that interesting? Apparently, yeah, they knew who Jesus was because Jesus had wreaked havoc through his death and resurrection. So all of hell knows who Jesus is. But this tells us that they also will become acquainted with believers who know Jesus and who wreak havoc on their kingdom. For they said, Jesus we know and Paul we know, but who are you? We don't know you. We've never heard of you. We've heard of Paul. Paul has made headlines in hell. We all know about him. But we've never heard of you guys. And it's obviously you don't have any relationship with Jesus. And so, verse 16, then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. No, secondhand faith will never do. I pray that everyone listening to the sound of my voice all nurture a real relationship with Jesus. And I pray that you will make headlines in hell, that the demons will also say of you, yeah, Jesus, we know, and that person we know. And when you tell the devil to come out, he knows he has to come out, because you're not just operating some formula that you learned somewhere. You're flowing in a real living relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out our books. They're there on our website, eddiehyatt.com. They're also available on Amazon. And what I was reading about Ephesus being a center of occultism and sorcery is actually found in a book that I wrote a few years ago called Paul, Women, and Church. It still sells. It still is getting out there, but it's called Paul, Women, and Church. Also, there are other books that you'll want to look at and on different topics. Just scroll down in Amazon or on our website. There's also other resources there that will help you. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless you.